Sponsorship for this KQED live audio stream comes from Brevo. Growing businesses can choose Brevo as their marketing platform to help cultivate lasting customer relationships. Learn more at brevo.com. That's brevo.com.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Kelly Wilkinson. This week is the official start of our end-of-the-year holidays and is always the busiest time of year for food banks and soup kitchens. In the midst of a dire economic crisis, local food banks say they're seeing unprecedented demand for hot meals and groceries. Lynn Crocker is a spokeswoman for Second Harvest Food Bank of Santa Clara and San Mateo Counties. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
So what kind of demand are you seeing this year?
Well, we've actually seen a 55% increase in calls to our Food Connection hotline, which is a referral service that people call to find out where they can get food. So that's a huge increase. What we're seeing is a lot of people coming to us for the first time, you know, people that are calling the Food Connection and saying, you know, I've never needed help before. I've always been able to make it. We can't make it this year. Or people calling and saying, I used to actually be a donor to the food bank. I lost my job. I've run through my savings. I need food. So that's what's really different, is we're seeing a lot of first-time clients coming to us.
So a lot of us think we know who needs this kind of help, the poor or homeless or destitute. But in an economic downturn like this, can you tell us about the kind of people who do need help putting food on the table?
Yeah, well, it is the majority of we serve are working families with dependent children and senior citizens. So these are people that are really trying to make it in this area, meaning earning minimum wage, working a couple jobs, and what they are, their take-home pay is just not enough to cover housing, utilities, gas. So those people that are really trying, definitely.
And food banks and pantries are reporting a drop in donations this year because people and companies just don't have as much money to give as they have in the past. So if donations are down and need is up, how are you meeting the demand?
Well, right now we're just doing our best. I mean, we're really trying to hope that the donations are going to come in, and we're operating with that in mind. If we start to get into January and February and we have not had a good holiday season, we're going to have to start cutting back on the amount of food that we distribute to our clients, still trying to serve the same amount of people but just giving them less, a half a dozen eggs instead of a dozen, maybe half a gallon of milk instead of a gallon of milk. It's something we really don't want to do, but this time is critical. For our food bank, this is when we take in about half of our donations, is during this couple-month period to really sustain us throughout the year. So this is a critical time, and if we don't get them this year, we're going to have to, you know, take a look and make some hard choices.
Do you have indications of what kind of donations you will be getting?
We have a lot of people doing community food drives, which is really nice. So we're hoping that momentum and that people will give, and but we don't have a sense yet on how that is translating. We do know for a fact from our corporate supporters that their donations are down 50%. So this is from the big Silicon Valley corporations that have always been very generous to us. They're not able to give what they can in the past, and that's about a quarter of our operating budget that we usually get from the high-tech companies.
Well, good luck with your work, and thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you, too.
Lynn Crocker is a spokeswoman for the Second Harvest Food Bank of Santa Clara and San Mateo Counties. And I'm Kelly Wilkinson, KQED Radio News.
Thank you, Kelly. Support for NPR comes from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, committed to helping Americans lead healthier lives and get the care they need, on the web at rwjf.org. Local underwriting is provided by Credo Mobile, a nationwide cell phone service from Working Assets, where donations are generated for peace, human rights, and environmental causes. Credo Mobile, more than a network, a movement. CredoMobile.com. And by Borrego Solar, professional installers of Sharp residential and commercial solar modules. Borrego allows San Francisco residents to get city solar subsidies. More information at borregosolar.com. For over a decade, the Nazis looted and destroyed works of art on an unprecedented scale, but throughout the years, heroic art historians and curators have fought to recover and return these hidden and stolen treasures. Learn more on The Rape of Europa tonight at 9 on KQED Television, Channel 9.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. A group of world leaders, including Jimmy Carter, is warning that the situation in Zimbabwe is much worse than they thought. This weekend, Zimbabwean authorities barred the group from entering the country. The group, called the Elders, remained in South Africa, where they've been listening to accounts of suffering across the border. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton has our story from Johannesburg.
The Elders delegation, former President Jimmy Carter, former UN Chief Kofi Annan, and Nelson Mandela's wife Graca Machel, briefed South Africa's top leaders on the situation in Zimbabwe. South African President Kgalema Motlanthe told the media that the outlook was bleak.
The Elders painted a rather depressing picture. So unless this